T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Ponch and Nikki on your radio. Hope you're having a good Wednesday morning so far. We're talking about the concerts. Man, remember those? Those are great.
LOL.
Miss them so much.
We're going to talk about memorabilia that we have held on to through the years. And I want to start it off with, just to get a point of reference, what was the first and last concert that you went to? I'll start. First concert I ever went to was Jane's Addiction.
Oh, wow.
That was my very first one. Jane's Addiction back in the 90s. Hang on.
Get it?
Ooh, are we going
to
sneeze?
I'm about to sneeze.
Get it?
Banana.
Do it now. Do it now.
No.
If you say banana, it'll go away.
Banana. That does work.
I know.
Okay, first concert for me was Jane's Addiction. Last concert was Post Malone, the day of the parade.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
that's my last one. Producer Kyle.
First concert was Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth at Sandstone when I was in my teens.
Yeah, it was.
That's how I got into Van Halen. And then my last concert was the Backstreet Boys last year.
There you go.
So,
Nikki?
First concert was, I was probably like 9, I want to say, Wynonna Judd out at Sandstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved me some Judds. Then my last concert, I think, was in December at the Tech N9ne Gift of Rap.
The Gift of Rap show.
I really think that was the last time I went to a concert.
I think it was. All right. And then we're going to go around and talk about some of our favorite music memorabilia. What have you collected over the years? And we'll also take it from you, too. 5767997. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Just some memento that you have from a concert that you've held on to through years.
And you can text us 40157 if you want to get in on the conversation. Mine is no doubt at the Adele show. When the concert ended, a bunch of confetti fell from the ceiling and she had handwritten notes on all of it.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I grabbed as much as I could and kept it. And I also kept all of my concert tickets.
That's very cool. Let's go to the phone. Good morning. Yes.
I have Ringo Starr's autograph on the back of my original last U.S. appearance at Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
Holy crap.
That was the second time I saw the Beatles. It's framed in my living room with about 10 of his 45 records.
All right. Thank you. Wow.
That's a huge one. I bet that's worth a lot of money.
Pretty big. Producer Kyle, top that.
Yeah, no kidding. God, I kept the ticket stuff from that David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar show. And then I went to the Styx concert in St. Joe and I snuck out of the house for that one. Sorry, Mom. With my friends. And I kept that ticket stub because it was like, oh, I'm by myself at the concert.
That's cool.
But it was a really great show.
I think it's cool, though, that you have your first ticket stub, though.
Yes.
I think that's pretty special.
Faded as hell, but, you know.
I have a couple. We've been doing this for a long time. I have a guitar pick from Jimmy Page. We got to see the Page Plant tour.
Page Plant? Oh, my God.
And we got to go back, and I got a guitar pick from him. And then I have a backstage pass signed by Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic from the Nirvana show. It was the In Utero tour.
That's awesome.
Holy crap. That is worth some dollars.
Kurt was on the Heron, so he wasn't about to sign
Heroline.
Our Olathe Ford Lincoln text line is blowing up right now. Somebody said, my aunt used to work cleaning backstage at Sandstone after concerts. I have a fan art portrait of each of the Spice Girls in my woman cave. Ooh. I love that.
Your she shed.
From their KC show. That's cool. Spice Girls, heck yeah.
That's awesome. Let's go to the phones. Yeah.
Yeah, I got 150 plus concert stubs. Starting in Kansas City in 1976, saw Kiss. I saw AC/DC open up the show for Golden Earring. Guns N' Roses open up the show for Aerosmith. Whoa. I saw Pink Floyd twice, the Animals tour, and The Wall. Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. I'm so blessed.
Yeah, yeah, you
Dude,
are.
Dude, you've seen all the...
Let the mullet flow, yeah. Brother.
Lighters in the air.
That's awesome.
Punch and Nikki in the morning.
99.7 The Point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.